this.
Thursday night, and we're on the radio. We just went to Food City, where we got tortillas. They were somewhere between the devotional candles and the salsa. I'm here with Hot Stuff.
Yo.
I'm here with Nightmare.
Howdy.
I'm here with Riff.
Hi.
That's Nightmare with a Y. N-Y-T-M-A-R-E.
That's me.
But it's actually spelled W-A-R-D-U-K-E-F-A-G.
And we abbreviate it A-N-U-S.
That's true. Riff, make a note of that.
All right.
Yeah.
My list
so Hot Stuff and I are drinking... Well, actually, I'm drinking. Hot Stuff's being a monk.
I'm working on it.
Choosing to drink beer. Oh, you can't figure out how to work your bottle opener?
No.
It's very tough.
We went out drinking before the show, and then I had a shot.
You barely had anything to drink.
I had three margaritas.
No, you
18.
Didn't.
You filled my glass
yeah,
three times.
Yeah, those weren't mine when I would hand you the glass.
Yeah, you're some teetotaling homo. I mean, you're a monk that's taken a vow of...
non-drinkitude.
Yeah, a vow of sobriety. Little hot, huh? KMD says we're a little hot. I'm gonna turn us down just a little bit.
It's just a burden. It's he just a burden that we have to deal with.
Oh yeah, that's the truth. So we're Hot Stuff and I are drinking some beer that was graciously brought back from the where is it Fond du Lac, Wisconsin?
That's
by,
right.
By Lycra from the New Glarus Brewing Company in New Glarus, Wisconsin.
I'm having a Stone Soup. I've not actually tried it yet.
I'm having a Spotted Cow, which is reasonably delicious.
I've got a bottle of Tums.
That's true. In case you get a tummy ache.
Mm-hmm. This is pretty good.
Yeah. Good on you, New Glarus Brewing Company.
Yeah, it's like an Abbey style ale.
Ale?
Abbey style? For monks.
Don't you know somebody named Abby?
I do.
What kind of ale does she make?
She's the one that turned me on to limoncello, actually.
Oh, yeah.
She's cute.
That's true. She has good hair.
She does.
She has the hair that is your model for the hair that all women should have.
Yes. Indeed. It's like thick and luxuriant.
Hey, and long. She's smart. Don't forget that.
That's true. She's getting her PhD.
She has smart hair.
Yep. So we went and had some delicious Mexican foods. This is my first time on the radio in an entire week because there were
You're
some
a
there
sicko?
Were well no it was I would have done it
and then Windows was sick.
There were technical difficulties. Mr. Skullhead's computer decided to shit the bed, as it were.
I don't think I've ever shit the bed. I've definitely like
I haven't either
peed in bed.
I don't remember ever peeing in bed, actually.
I'm pretty sure that I did so as a kid, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, last week.
Yeah, I can remember a couple times a couple times as a kid that I threw up in bed.
Yeah.
And one time as an adult that I threw up in bed. That was pretty unpleasant. Yeah.
Yikes.
When I was a kid, I attributed my I got sick, like I had like a flu, but I attributed throwing up in bed to having eaten chocolate cake.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just ruined chocolate cake for me for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, for some reason, I believed that if you drank milk while you had a fever, you would throw up.
Huh.
I don't know where that came from, but that was just like when I was forming my rules about how the world worked, that was one of the rules that was formed, was if you drink milk and you have a fever, you will throw up. And I did not drink milk basically ever again.
Wow.
Like, it
is... You've never had milk?
Well, I drank it a lot when I was a kid.
No, but then you haven't had it since.
Not regularly, no.
Wow.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's again, like, it's also
good for you.
It's really, it's, well, is it, or is it bad for you?
No, it's good.
Right? It's like that bullshit.
Skim milk or 1% milk is good for you.
No, but fuck that noise.
Nah, it's good for you.
Jesus Christ. Drinking fucking paint thinner might be good for you, too, but.
1% milk?
I'm not going to do it.
Do it. If you can't go down to skim, go to 1%.
It's all about 2%.
Nah. 1%
milk. 2%
milk.
2% milk is even milk.
It's got electrolytes.
Have a little bit. Yeah, that's what your body. That's what your body
plants
needs.
Crave.
Plants crave. Yeah. No. But basically, I've had milk on cereal, and I've had maybe like five glasses of chocolate milk since then. Because every once in a while, I'm like, I want some fucking chocolate milk.
How often do you eat cereal?
Yeah. It used to be when we would go to Fuzzle Faggot Ridge and we were staying at the cozy little bed and breakfast across from Fuzzle Faggot Ridge, I would eat a bowl of cereal every day if somebody else was keeping some fresh milk in a refrigerator. That's my problem. I basically might as well not even have a refrigerator at this point.
You like beer?
Oh, that's true. No, I forgot about that.
And leftovers.
I need a beer fridge, but I hate leftovers.
Yeah. Well, you like collecting leftovers.
If I put, I collect leftovers, but then like
and
the
then
next
I
day,
eat
I'm
them.
Like, God, you are both disgusting and queer. No, man, like I put food in the refrigerator, and it's like it's the refrigerator basically might as well have a big skull and crossbones on it, or like a Mr. Yuck sticker, because just everything.
Which
in the
is so weird
is
because
poison.
the whole point of a fridge
the
is
point
to
of
prevent
fridges, yeah.
the like growth of things that you are trying to avoid. Anyway.
No, but when I think about a refrigerator, like, and it's been like this for 10 years, and I think it's set now. It's set in stone. It's etched into the immutable fabric of my consciousness that the refrigerator is just poison.
I mean, have you ever been poisoned by something from the refrigerator?
No.
He got a fever once.
Yeah. When I was a child, I had a fever. My head felt like two balloons. We were discussing earlier what the best situation in which to drop acid would be. And our buddy Pez suggested that January 1st on the Las Vegas Strip was not the best. It was also not the worst, but it was not the best circumstances under which to drop acid. And we decided, I think, that on stage at a Pink Floyd concert on Mars would actually be the best situation in which... Or... in your buddy's apartment with a red light bulb turned on and some guys that kind of look like the guys from Pink Floyd with Pink Floyd playing on a CD player where they had convinced you that you were on stage at a Pink Floyd concert on Mars.
What about a room filled with hot, naked babes?
I don't know.
That would be an ecstasy-oriented experience.
But, I mean, what if you were also on LSD?
Because I thought you don't really want to have... Well, okay, so the one time that I tried ecstasy, I didn't want to have sex because I was afraid that I was going to die if I... moved.
I
so
see.
That was
I think that's unusual.
No, it is. Yeah, it really is.
Did you drink milk?
I didn't drink any milk, no. And every once in a while I would yell at Roy to change the music that was on.
I mean, didn't you have a long-standing fear just in general of your heart exploding?
Oh, yeah, no, I still do.
So I mean, but was it related to that?
No, it wasn't.
Oh.
It was I think all of the like nice muscle relaxation and like a flood of endorphins to every part of your body, I interpreted as like paralysis, so I was kind of freaking out constantly.
Did you
constantly
the
reaching
devil
for things
on
and
your
grabbing
chest
things?
And there being some sort of woman in the room?
No, it wasn't like sleep paralysis. No, it was like regular old paralysis.
I see.
Yeah. Because I wasn't asleep for like fucking 35 hours. Yeah.
Well, you were on it for 35 hours?
No, but I was up for like 20 hours and then we took it and I was up for like 15 more.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that was a significant problem. We'd like Disco Banjo and I decided, like, hey, you know, we haven't been to a strip club in a long time. Hey, we haven't been really, really stoned in a long time. Let's get really, really stoned and go to a strip club. So we did, and then, you know, so that was like, okay. We've been drinking all night, which is what convinced us that would be a good idea. And then, the pretentious artist was like, hey, you know what we got here? We got this ecstasy that we bought. And I'm like, sure. Yeah, so we took that, and then we went to a dingy apartment. It was Disco Banjo's apartment, but it was pretty dingy.
Wow.
I took it at like 4 in the morning, and then, yeah.
That seems like a bad way to go.
It's a lot of bad ways to go.
It was a pretty bad way to go, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, but I think even under the best circumstances, I just don't have the constitution for that kind of thing. Riff, on the other hand, Riff loves the hallucinogens.
Riff's like, well,
I haven't for a long time, but...
A major rave?
At the time, I was, yeah. I was peripherally a major raver, because I was half owner of a company that was running sound systems and laser shows and stuff at raves, and most of it was gear that you didn't really have to do anything to once you got it set up. So almost every weekend I spent at a rave from the very, very beginning of the rave to the very, very end of the rave. And there's not a lot else to do at a rave other than rave. So...
You can rant, I hear.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
No one would much hear you.
If you had to boil your experience as a raver down to a single anecdote, what would that anecdote be, Riff?
I think of you as being under some sort of overpass, maybe.
Under an overpass?
Yeah. With some sort of like loud music and some lights blaring, and you sort of in the corner with like a bottle of water, totally like
blitzed
out of your mind.
There was the one party that I actually went to not working was actually in a currently not used freeway tunnel.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
Maybe I told you that story. That was the only time I ever had a bad trip.
Yeah, I think that
the music in there really sucked because the
acoustics
architecture was such that it just ruined the sound quality.
Huh.
And there was nowhere to sit except in filth and nowhere to get away from the noise.
Ooh, were they playing any Oinstersen die Neubauten? Because you might have discovered some strategies against architecture. there had been any of that playing.
There was one time that I got a contact high from some other people smoking in the car.
A lot of straight edge fags pretend that there's such a thing as a contact high.
I definitely got like a major pot headache, like working.
Yeah, this is exactly the kind of
sessions at a Grateful Dead concert.
Thing that some dork would say about one time when he was around some people who he thought might have smoked pot once.
At a Grateful Dead concert?
No. You don't get headaches from smoking weed.
No, I'm saying you get headaches from being around people who smoke weed. Yeah.
Maybe you just had a headache.
Just because they're aggravating people. There was
fucking hippies.
When I was in art school, I had this class project with a...
But it was confidential, and you couldn't tell anybody about it.
No, because I'm going to. Now, I don't remember what the project was, but the girl that I was partnered up with to do the project invited me over to her and her fiancé. I don't know if they were married yet, but anyway.
I was excited about that story for a second. But
yeah, no, but she broke out the weed to help us be more creative, and it backfired on her because it instantly put me to sleep.
Wow, really?
Yeah. It was, I don't know where they got the stuff, but it was high quality.
Was it dank?
There's like three H's in front of that word.
Were there little purple hairs covered with little crystals?
Not that I noticed.
Yeah. Fucking potheads, man. Hey, speaking of which, anybody know where I can buy some weed?
Some weed? Did you ever buy some weed on weed?
Have we gotten any Twitter questions?
We've gotten like a dozen.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that was quick. You want to read one?
So I don't have the player names, it's just the Twitter names. Which
you can't just go to twitter.com?
I am on twitter.com.
Corn?
Anyway. Ihad Sayedes says, how do you think Wilfred Brimley feels about the new item of the month?
Isn't he dead?
No, he's not. What? Wait, what's the new item of the month, and why would Wilford...
Tom of Sugar Chamonix?
Oh,
because
he's a diabetic.
Oh, yeah, diabetes. He does. He's a diabetes sufferer. Did you ever see that Saturday Night Live skit where it was John Goodman as Wilford Brimley in the Quaker Oats commercial? No. And he just starts talking afterwards about how he's so fat they had to use a crane to get him on this horse.
Oh, yeah, yeah, actually.
And he doesn't know how he's going to get off. Roll over onto a
smaller horse,
and then onto a pony, and then onto a very large dog. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
I just saw Food Inc. a couple days ago, and this is a fact that I had heard before, but one out of every three children in the United States will suffer from diabetes if they were born after the year 2000.
Wow.
One out of every two children will suffer from diabetes if they're a minority and born after the year 2000. There was this weird study, I think, that was like, it was like, black women, by the year 2050, all of them will have diabetes.
Yeah. Huh.
Which, I mean, clearly is not true, but that was the trend. The trend was towards 100% by 2050 or 2020. It was like not that far off. And I was like, wow.
Yeah, it is kind of rough. Like, it's a frustrating problem with the world, right? That, like, the cheapest food is also the most delicious food, is also the food with the highest calorie concentration.
A significant problem that is due in significant portion to the fact that we have subsidized the production of corn to the point where it costs less to sell corn than it does to produce corn. So no other food can compete with something that is made from just corn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you know, one of the things you can distill from it is sugar or sugars.
You can make almost anything from corn.
Yeah, you really kind of can.
It's fucked up.
Corn and soy, like,
they can figure out can they make plastic from corn?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can they make coffins? Can they make extra large coffins for diabetics out of corn? Because maybe this is a problem with the seeds of its own solution in it. The seeds,
yeah, but
the kernels of its own solution.
You're not allowed to harvest the seeds. Monsanto will come and sue your ass.
Oh, yeah.
There's a guy that, like, so, like, historically, you know, you would, like, harvest the seeds from your previous crop and then plant them in the next year, or the ones, you know, the particular plants that were particularly productive or whatever. And because Monsanto has patented, like a fertilizer, not a fertilizer, it's a weed killer resistant gene in a particular strain of soybeans, if you harvest those seeds and plant them without Monsanto's permission, i.e. having bought seeds from Monsanto, they will sue you for patent infringement. And there's a guy who's just a seed harvester who, like, goes to farms that aren't using Monsanto seeds and just, like, helps people recover their seeds or whatever, and he's getting sued because he's encouraging farmers to break the patent, which is totally a spurious...
Wow.
Yeah, totally a spurious claim, but because he can't afford his legal bills, he's going to be forced to settle out of court. Like, these giant corporations just sue people, even if they know they would lose...
We should become a non-profit.
Yeah.
Hot Stuff keeps telling me we should become a non-profit.
I mean, it might not be feasible, but if it were feasible, I think it would.
We would have a lot more freedom to do a lot more stuff if we were a non-profit, because the money...
Like, we should become a church.
Because of the sort of reasonably fiscally responsible way in which this company is run, we pay a fuckload of taxes.
Yeah.
And if we didn't have to pay those taxes, we could hire 10 more people to work on other games, right? Like, it's crazy shit. Crazy shit, those taxes.
And
but, you know, I like driving on roads.
Everybody's donations would be tax deductible.
That's true. People's donations would be tax deductible. I think most people probably couldn't be bothered to actually...
Anybody that itemizes would be appreciated, and anybody that donates a lot of money every year would be like, well, maybe I should itemize. You know, like...
Yeah. Maybe people would figure out, oh, it's about tax time. I should probably donate $400 billion to this.
I will retroactively, 4 months ago, have donated.
So that's how Wilford Brimley feels about the new item of the month, everybody.
Slander writes,
glad you asked.
Loving the new updates lately, you might need to slow down and enjoy those Ritas. I'm having trouble keeping up.
We do talk pretty fast.
No, it's the updates in the
pace
game.
Of updates.
Not the updates
we're talking too fast.
Radio show.
No. No, I'm serious.
No, no.
I disagree with you. Man, you know it's what? You know what happened because I didn't slow down earlier as I totally slammed Pez Boy's hand in the door of my car.
Oh. Horrifying moment.
Fucking like
just the fingers, right?
Oh, just yeah. Oh, you're right. It was fingers. Just the fingers part of the hand. You're right. Not as much. I got out of my car and I closed the door and I walked around and he was like, I need you to unlock your car door. I'm like, what? Why? And he's like, because my hand is stuck in it.
Oh,
and,
dude.
Yeah, no, just closed completely on his hand.
I remember going to check out a kindergarten when I was, you know, 6 or 5 or whatever, and my mom and I drove up and we parked the car and we got out of the car and like she closed the door and then started walking towards the school and was like. Like I wasn't following her or whatever, and she's like, "What's going on?" And I'm like, just standing by the car with my eyes wide open. And she's like, "Come on!" And she just starting to get really frustrated and angry with me or whatever. And I just sort of look at the car, and like my fingers are just stuck in the door. She has slammed my hand into the door, and she's like, "Oh shit!" She comes
Did
over.
She actually say shit?
I don't remember because I was sort of
kind
in
of
shock.
A foul mouth.
Kind of, yeah.
You know when she's drunk,
yeah,
when she's and horny.
And I, yeah, like, just totally bruised fingers that I lost the fingernails for a while.
Wow, that sucks. I've never actually lost a fingernail. I've always been horrified of it. Every time I see one of those fucking Lamisil commercials with that little goblin that lifts up their toenail like it's the
head
of a fucking
brutal.
Troll.
Yeah.
Didn't they get rid of that guy?
Yeah, but it's still
it's there
too late.
In your
yeah, like, it's, you can never forget that shit. Once you've seen it.
Is Lamisil that stuff you apply directly to the forehead?
No, that's
there was like a 2-year stretch where all of the drug companies were making
Rolaids.
Evil little animated monsters for their drug commercials. I hated that.
Really?
Yeah. There were a ton of them.
I feel like I remember, like, was it Raid? Mm-hmm. Had the animated
cockroaches.
Bugs or something?
Yeah.
La Cucaracha?
Because nobody wants to see a real cockroach because you do not want to associate that with a product, right?
I mean... Porque no tiene, porque le falta marijuana a fumar. Yeah, who cares about him because of those things?
Yeah. This stone soup is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
New Glarus Brewing.
You see what I did there with the lyrics from La Cucaracha?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah? Now you get it? It's pretty clever and didn't get any
kind
of reaction at all.
Well, because I thought you were also trying to bridge into Manu Chao, and I was like, that's a weird...
No.
Because I didn't even think you knew or
somebody
cared
was
about
some machaca earlier. I don't know what machaca is.
Didn't we discuss what it was?
We did.
You did, but I wasn't there.
You were there, but not caring.
Okay, I was there, but not paying attention. Same diff.
Sure.
Han Solo's sidekick in Mexican Star Wars.
Yeah.
Chuchacha.
Chuchaca. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, so never mind. So yeah, it turns out that peas and pork rinds are almost the same thing in Spanish.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. There's like a
it's like chicharos difference. And chicharrones. Yeah.
Your songs.
Learning all kinds of stuff.
Another question is, how about giving us a temporary familiar mechanic, like an origami animal book, only lasting X number of turns before falling apart?
That is a tome idea that we've been tossing around for for the longest time. I don't know why I don't feel this way about equipment, because it's exactly the same thing.
Sure.
But it seems like my one concern about doing that, the tome of temporary familiar summoning, was that it's a little fiddly.
Yeah, the bag of tricks was thematically kind of similar, right? Because you're pulling animals out of a bag.
Yeah. Hey, Rocky.
But, yeah, I don't know. I feel like it's something that we will eventually explore.
Once we run out of other ideas.
I've got a pretty good idea for something that's kind of the opposite of that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
A bag that you put all.
So it's a tome. It's a tome that it's a tome that that takes familiars out of your terrarium and destroys them.
Yeah.
That's totally worth a tome charge in the day. Yeah. No. That idea that you have is funny. Hey Riff.
Yeah.
I forgot what I was going to ask you.
Next question.
Oh shit! Have you ever seen Tetsuo the Iron Man?
Yes.
Right.
It's awesome.
Do you remember the scene where it's just the people on either end of the phone, and the guy says "moshi moshi," and the girl says "moshi moshi."
I vaguely remember that.
"Moshi moshi."
That's the only scene I've seen from it, and yeah. I was like, "What the fuck?"
What do you think would happen if you you replaced that scene in the movie with Bullwinkle saying "Hey Rocky" and then Sylvester Stallone screaming "Yo Adrian"?
Wow.
I was hoping you were gonna go for the mochi mochi and then be like little ice cream balls.
Are mochi ice cream balls or are they those bean balls?
I think
I don't know.
You know what
I'm
talking about?
Ice cream ones are ice cream mochi.
Yeah, I think you might be right that they are like
those
bean
fucking
balls.
Disgusting chewy bean curd cakes.
They're not curd, are they? It's like
maybe they're whey.
Bean paste or
bean
something.
Bean paste. Yeah, yeah, it's like a rice wrapper around bean.
I don't know
paste.
What curd is. Although Liker also brought us back some cheese curds, which I'm not gonna say that I'm disappointed because they're fucking delicious, but I thought that it was gonna be something other than just cheese.
Yeah,
what did you use with them to be though?
I don't know. Pre-molded.
The way people talk about them, I expected them to be the second coming of Christ. Right?
Didn't we determine that the first coming of Christ was actually way back when the dinosaurs were around?
Yeah, yeah. Because there's that picture of him riding around on the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
Right. So I think it's actually that. You know, 2,000 years ago,
third coming.
2,000 and you know some number of years ago, there was it was actually the second coming already.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made some sort of joke about him having a really long refractory period, and no one cared.
there was in the 10, they imply that the second coming of Christ happened, and he's too busy getting laid to
right
to bother with this whole bringing about the apocalypse thing. I used to argue with Mr. Skullhead that Kiss Me, Son of God was about the second coming of Christ during the 80s, and he just became a New York businessman.
Huh.
Because that's what the world had turned men like him into.
That's interesting.
That was my theory.
Rex Maxis says, if we fight the spooky putty monster and putty sheet it again, can we get a fight again link? That's totally up to you and a CD Moore, I think.
Yeah,
I feel like
it wouldn't be too hard.
An update that we have planned in the very near future might solve that problem for you. Yes?
Oh, yeah.
No, not exactly.
Really?
Yeah, because you wouldn't get it on the round that the monster died.
Oh, right. Okay.
So
you couldn't.
Yeah, it wouldn't still be on the screen. But I like what you're thinking.
Well, but the problem is that you could very easily, I think, screw yourself, because if you're like, you know, you're trying to keep a particular monster in your putty or whatever, and you accidentally go for a sixth fight or whatever, even though you only had five charges. Do you know what I mean?
Well, no. I mean, so I think the way that I would do this, if I was going to do it, and maybe I will.
Yeah.
Who knows? In fact, maybe copy and paste that into the Grandson of Radio to do.
I have to actually log in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, you should have been logged in anyway. You're supposed to be logged in. Look, are you awake? Then you should be logged into the game. What am I paying you for,
yeah,
jackass?
I'm logged in 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Jerk.
Why'd you get an iPhone if it wasn't to constantly be logged into KOL? You know what I've been playing a lot of lately? Is Space Invaders Infinity Gene. And by playing a lot of lately, I mean playing for maybe an hour over the last 2 days. You played that, Riff?
No, I haven't. I've been waiting for it to get cheap.
Yeah. Yeah.
How much was it?
It was $5.
Oh, Jesus.
No, I know. I'm a sucker for
the
games
problem
that
is
are good.
$4.99 is the current, like, brick price for everything on the iTunes store, so they're not going to go below that anytime soon.
Wait, it's the current break price? What does that mean?
It used to be that $9.99 was a point where you could actually make money.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, like, there's very little difference in sales between, like, a $2.99 app and a $4.99 app.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas there's a big difference between a $4.99 app and a $9.99 app.
I see. So people, I kind of feel like any amount of money less than $20 is the same amount of money as any other amount of money less than $20. To some extent, like, just cognitively. I mean, I kind of would have said that about $10, right? Like, less than $10 just doesn't count, right? There is definitely some threshold at which that is true. Like, Adam Carolla theorized that the preponderance of ATMs made that number $20. Because $20 is just the lowest unit of currency that you get when you're thinking about currency. But, yeah, I don't know. I've never bought anything on the App Store for $10.
I bought Rolando for $10.
It was like $9.
Wasn't it $9.99?
No, I think I don't think it was $10 when I bought it.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it was. So maybe I bought Rolando for $10.
And it, you know, honestly, it was a good game. And I played it, and it was cool.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, you know, I paid. What did I pay? I paid $30 for Plants vs. Zombies. It was totally worth $30.
Holy crap! That's cool artwork.
The thing that I did today?
Yeah.
Oh, I know. You know, I drew almost nothing.
I know. I can see the repetitive elements, but it's...
It doesn't matter.
It looks really cool.
It doesn't matter because it's so awesome.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty full of myself about that.
That's neat.
That took me, like, almost 2.5 hours.
No, it's good.
No, it doesn't sound like much, but, like, that was what I was doing today when I had the little hourglass sticker on my door that I think I forgot to take off. And if I leave it on there all the time...
You're always working.
Yeah, no, if I leave it on there all the time, it's not going to mean anything anymore, so I really got to stop doing that.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah, what does it mean?
It means leave me alone.
Oh.
Why? Why not just, like, computer, like, because do not enter kind of thing?
Yeah, because it's funny. I'd rather draw a little picture than write do not disturb.
What do you have when you're on the radio?
Nothing.
A little glowing red post-it.
No, I think it said on the... I wrote a thing that said on the air, but then it always fell off because of my cheap bullshit post-it notes. That hourglass post-it note is like... So I have these contests between post-it notes where I stick them together, and then whichever one falls off first, I throw away. No. That post-it note has some sort of superhuman, or rather super post-it stickiness abilities. So yeah, no, it's like the hourglass, right? When the computer that you're using displays an hourglass instead of a cursor, it's like, don't fucking click anything, right? And you get that, right? So yeah, the hourglass on my office door means do not disturb. Yeah, I'm glad that nobody knew that and just accidentally didn't disturb me during the periods of time when I...
Well, I figured if there was a post-it note on your door at all, it meant that you were fapping or something.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
The fapping sign on the door.
Listen, if I'm going to fap in my office, I'm going to accidentally leave my door unlocked, you know, because of the embarrassing potential of somebody walking in. No. I'm not going to fap in my office in the middle of the fucking day.
Really?
Why not? Yes, really? God, now I'm...
I feel like Riff and Jenny do it all the time. You've never come out here and been like,
You never gotten here and found Jenny fapping in your office?
No, I guess I've been fortunate enough to avoid all of that. Yeah, I don't like where this conversation is going. Yeah, I don't do that at all, actually. I'm an adult.
What does that mean?
Nothing. Now I'm all embarrassed.
Yeah, good.
Now I'm like blushing. I'm like a newlywed bride. No. The post-it note on my door meant I'm working, and I set an hour timer on my phone to begin with, and I'm like, all right, I'm just working on this fucking artwork for this shit, and I'm doing it for an hour without stopping, and then so I did that, and I got like a third of the way done. I'm like, God damn it! So then I went out and I smoked myself a cigar, and I I don't know. I don't remember if I told you guys on the radio about this or not, but like a few months ago, the Riff had been flushing grenades down the toilet, and so the sewer line ruptured. God, and we had to spend $5,000 to fix the sewer. What the fuck is going on? And then Hot Stuff pointed out, don't you have homeowners insurance? And I was like, I don't know. No, I think I probably do. I wonder if that's the kind of thing that's covered by homeowners insurance, though.
I feel it would be.
You think?
Yeah.
You know, tree roots in the sewer line made out of paper.
Yeah, yeah, because it turns out they were making sewer pipes out of paper for a while there. But anyway, out in the front yard now, there was this, like, just sort of berm of dirt where they had reburied the sewer line. And I've been going out there, and whenever I go out to smoke a cigar, I turn on the hose, and I pretend to be hundreds of years of erosion, and I just spray the hose on the berm of dirt,
huh?
so that it will go away.
You splash it
instead of just like trying to like shovel it around or rake it or whatever.
No, I offered up that suggestion. He hated
that seems it. Like bullshit, you know. No, that seems like some dumb bullshit. Shovel. Fuck that, dude.
Okay.
It's not natural.
If I die and you are tasked with digging my grave.
No, I'm gonna do it with a hose.
Yeah,
like
I know.
Nature
I know
and
you
God
are
intended.
That is gonna be messed up. Rex Maxis asks us a bunch of questions about fucking his mom, which is cool, or whatever. And then Zombies at My Door says, what would happen if Bjork and a fork were meat-pasted together?
Ooh. By Peter Tork?
I don't know. That's
who's Peter Tork? Was he one of the monkeys?
And yeah. Mork from Mork.
And
they flew in on
Judge Robert Bork.
While eating some pork.
Mork, Mork, Mork.
With the snorks. Come on, somebody.
You're a big dork.
Oh, fuck you. That was lame. I totally won. No one Amic says, everyone but Jick sounds the same tonight. I don't know what that means. Were you saying we're all drunk?
Yeah.
We're not all drunk. Just you and me are drunk.
Oh, really?
Just me.
That's right. I guess nobody else had any alcohol.
You're pretending to have been drinking like some sort of homo.
How many margaritas do you have?
Like, all.
Yeah. So that plus I also had some limoncello and now I'm having a beer.
Yeah. You and your limoncello that you made yourself out of lemons from your very own tree.
If I didn't have such a limited quantity of it, I would totally
give away it at con.
Yeah. And I feel like an ass because I don't want to do that. But
yeah, but you can't. There's hundreds of people.
I know.
You know?
I know.
That's the thing. You
we
know,
can have
like,
a contest.
We had a party with like 4 or 5 of our very favorite KOL players. You know, it's like a backstage pass kind of thing.
Yeah.
No, we're not doing that shit. Did UPS just show up at like 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
Wow. That's,
was it a package for Riff or was it our marker?
No, it was a Amazon shipment.
For you.
I'm stoked. Yeah. I totally got a paint marker showing up. It would be USPS. Oh, there's no fucking way they work after 3 p.m.
I went to the post office at like 5:15 today.
Oh, yeah?
They give you dirty looks?
No, they were open. They're open until 6, apparently.
Oh.
Which is good.
Did you go to the post office that always fucks everything up?
No, I went to the one that does not.
You went to the good post office.
The main branch.
I didn't even know that the post office that I had been going to was the post office where they fuck everything up all the time.
They fuck
but boy, did they fuck everything up. And then they sent us somewhere that they continued to fuck even more stuff up for forever. Did you ever get your money back
from
those assholes?
I mean, that's just no... Like, there's no way... These people are the people who deliver my mail. So, like, me going to them specifically and being like, you guys fucked me over, give me my money back, and then being like, sure we will. And then even if they gave me my money back, I'm afraid they would just start fucking with my mail, right? Like, there's just no way to win that situation.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I forwarded my mail to San Diego when we were at Comic-Con, and it was this just ridiculously convoluted process because none of these people knew anything about what the fuck they were doing. And then they just did it, like, they just did it really, really badly.
Yeah. It was super half-ass.
And like...
Did any of your mail just vanish? Or
I don't know. I start, like, they were supposed to do it for 3 weeks. They did it for 2, and I found my third week of mail here, I think. And the second week, I think they didn't deliver most of it. Like, they just delivered, like, there was, like, a single
piece
of mail.
And the third week, you were at your mother's, so that seemed like, you know, 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
And the fourth week, we went to the carnival, so that seemed like 2 2/3 weeks.
Yeah.
You saw The Jerk, didn't you?
Yeah, but it's been a long time. Yeah. Like, all I remember is the... I grew up a...
Right.
You don't remember the thermos song? The thermos songs.
I'm picking out a thermos for you. Not an ordinary thermos for you. That movie's really good. You need to watch it.
Rymax asks, what's the biggest evolution that's taken place in the game? I don't even know what evolution. I don't think there has.
I think it was basically once I decided to turn KOL into World of Warcraft. That was probably the turning point.
I think Scully's like whole ascension idea was the seminal
that
thing.
That was, yeah.
It was pretty seminal, like everything that comes out of him. Cryptic Deke says, I don't think it counts unless someone's lying on the floor being useless during the show. Yeah. We were talking about that show.
I need to go back and listen. Do you know what date that was?
No.
We should mark it with a little asterisk.
Someone send us the date.
Archive.
Yeah, like, this means awesome / drunk. Yeah. Ihod Sejides says... Oh, sorry. Sounds like Say Hades.
Oh,
Ihod Say Hades says, class-specific familiars? Riff?
Yeah, Riff.
What about him?
Will Pay for Money says, if you guys were having an office orgy, which one of you would be stuck holding the camera? Dear God, I hope it would be me.
Yeah, I'll fight you for that.
Yeah, but I'm the one that owns the cameras, so F you all.
That's true. All right, we'll have an office orgy, but only if we can invite H.P. Lovecraft. All right, 45 minutes in, we have not answered a single Radio Bugbear question.
Yeah, but there's still more questions.
What? There's still more Twitter questions?
Yeah.
Refresh.
Twitter.
We have 2,751 followers.
What the fuck, man?
I don't know.
How does this shit happen?
I kept expecting our tweets to catch up with the number of followers, but then I just kept
it's raining.
Getting disappointed.
Oh, it is.
The desert is broken.
It was supposed to rain this afternoon.
Yeah.
And apparently it's...
See, look. The fucking nature is out there doing my job on that berm of dirt.
That's true.
Look how angry he is.
It's working. And Noah M says, no, like, literally, I can't tell the difference between everyone who isn't Jick.
I mean, if you're doing the transcript, that's a problem.
That's hot stuff.
Yeah, that's me.
Should I speak with a funny accent?
That's a nightmare. You should.
Which is weird, because you'd think that...
On the spot.
As your stunt double...
Funny accent
sound like
right
you.
Now. Yeah, you don't sound anything like me.
No, I don't. Our voices look a lot alike, though.
That is true.
They both have that weird mustache.
Cryptic Deke said, yes, that show was certainly epic. My favorite by far. Mine, too, because I actually got to listen to it. Josh the Saucer Man wrote into Radio Bugbear a while back, in regards to my last message, have you guys seen Repo, the Genetic Opera yet? I have not. Has anybody else?
I saw 2.5 minutes of it last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there was some link to something that caused me to watch that.
Somebody was saying something about a Repo Man 2. Did any of you hear about that?
I never saw a Repo Man.
No, me neither.
It's like told that I should.
It's like supposed to be sort of funny, right? Like it's...
No, it has Emilio Estevez in it, so
sci-fi.
At least I can beat off to it. I mean...
Draw some pictures for a couple of hours.
The song... I saw like one song that was like talking about injecting this like glowing blue liquid into people, and the lyrics were so bad that I was like, I cannot imagine sitting through 1.5 hours of this or whatever, however long the thing is. It looked kind of like something that was very much, very, very much trying to be Rocky Horror.
I see.
In the industry.
See, and I would say you can't try and do that, but Rocky Horror was trying to do
that. Yeah,
Rocky Horror was deliberately campy, right? So,
well, because they were trying, there was that whole, like, it was even like a marketing move where there was that, like, whole B-movie scene where they were trying to go for like the late night theater
and it's
thing
weird that it worked so well.
Yeah, well, that it, yeah, it, like, perpetuated a genre that might have otherwise died out or something. It was kind of strange.
It's really raining.
Yeah, I want to go out and play in the rain. Fuck this radio bullshit.
Well, freaking,
we do 4 hours of radio a week and it never rains here. I want to go frolic. Hot stuff.
I had to drive home a couple days ago because it was... The lightning and rain and wind were so bad that I was afraid that I wouldn't actually be able to make it.
Were there gonads in the lightning? In the lightning!
I don't know if there were any gonads in that lightning.
No. Your gonads were out in it.
Were you around for that lightning storm, though? Because, like, I have not seen a lightning storm.
When was it?
This was, like, 2 days ago? 2 or 3 days ago.
Huh.
It was... There was more lightning than I have seen in a storm in a long time.
I must have,
like,
been, I must
no
have been asleep
thunder.
You
being
stayed
sick.
Home. Yeah, it was one of the you, nights that you were not feeling well.
Yeah.
One of the weekend days.
But, like, every 10, 15 seconds, like, a major lightning strike.
It was really impressive.
It was, like, just for hours.
It
was incredible.
It made me sad that we were...
Not
surrounded by houses. Yeah, I wanted
to
be, like, out in the middle of the
you
desert watching.
You should have climbed
it.
Up on top of, like, some sort of radio tower or something to get a better look.
I was
look.
Thinking about it. I couldn't find a...
You know, the thunderstorms in the desert,
hat.
Like, monsoon season thunderstorms are fucking crazy.
I'm
we usually
here.
Miss the worst of it because we're always in San Diego for July, and that's when the bulk of it happens. Naked Jew says, hey guys, have you checked out Bookworm Adventures Volume 2? It's pretty awesome. It implements some of the lessons learned when they made Plants vs. Zombies, achievements for replay value and stuff. Yeah, it still isn't good enough. Like, it's got that same problem where you just, you know, it is like an RPG, but you can't level up.
Right.
Right, which is a problem for me. It's probably not a problem for most people.
I mean, I feel like the equipment is their
version
of leveling up or whatever, but even that's kind of dissatisfying.
But you can't replay old stuff to try and do better.
Yeah, and it doesn't have that sense of location that makes things adventure-y, you know?
Yeah.
Your mic has fallen or something.
Derp, derp, derp.
Yeah.
Derp, derp.
I think this is the problem with these headset mics. Like, I tried wearing mine around my neck for a long time, and if you turn your head at all, you get lost. Yeah. You kind of have to wear it as a headset.
For it I find that to be true in the real world.
What?
If I turn my head at all, I get lost.
Yeah.
Really, although sometimes if I turn my head, I'm no longer watching Lost.
Right.
You should answer a question or two while I queue up some musica.
Oh, really? Wow. That can't be right. We can't have been on the radio for...
we've been on for like 45 minutes.
50 minutes. Right? Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Gin and Tonics asks, question. Seems to be a difference of opinion between Wiki and guides referenced by Wiki. Are the contents of closets, stores, and display cases safe during PvP? Wait, didn't we already answer this? I feel like I have answered that specific question.
Yeah, maybe. Well, no, I think that question to Radio Bugbear was in response to the discussion that we had.
I don't know, I think that was the question. I think that was the question that spurred the discussion.
Oh.
Because the next one is, please make bundles of chamois multi-use, which has clearly been dealt with.
Yeah, I know, I totally did it.
I know. So yeah, how old are these questions? These are like from, oh, that's right, because you didn't have a radio show, so these are at least a week old.
Zeltang had written, the Beanstalk doesn't need a top menu link any more than Spooky Raven or Mount McLarge Huge do. Save that for top level zones like the Sea, hint hint. The Sea has a top menu link, it's just very poorly designed as it stands right now. I need to rethink the
We need to think about that and the ascension, the impact of how that plays out over different ascensions and stuff.
Yeah,
because it's dissatisfying to a lot of people the way that it is, and
right.
Even if we don't change it, we need to say why we're not going to change it. Like,
well,
because right now I feel like it's very arbitrary.
But it's not, though. Is the thing it right now? It works exactly the way that everything else in the game works.
Sort of, though. Like,
there is no zone that you can unlock in your first ascension that is unlocked when you ascend.
Sure, but
right?
You could adventure in the entire underwater area without ever getting a top menu link because you don't have to finish the.
Oh well, finishing the quest, that definitely. Yeah.
So, but that's what gives you the top menu link.
Yeah. No, I know.
And that's what I'm saying.
That's stupid.
Well, okay. So when I was saying that there's some arbitrary.
I thought
you
were talking about something different. I thought you like ascension. When you brought up ascension, I thought you were talking about like the maps and stuff.
No, like I feel like we're okay with the maps. It's just like, you know, do we want to just give you the top menu link if you've done it once or something over ascensions, or do we want to?
Well,
do we want to just disassociate it with the old man quest, or like, what do we want to do now that it's a real place?
Yeah, I think we probably do want to just disassociate it from the old man quest.
We also need to rethink potentially like the unlock mechanism for the old man and the sea.
Yeah, because you know,
because there's
the
whole scuba untinkering problem.
Yeah, there is that problem. It's not going to be ascension relevant no matter what we do, basically. So
sure, because of
the turn penalty.
Well, maybe, I don't know. You know,
I don't think so, man. Because like, you're always going to be able to get monsters of approximately that power level in Hobopolis with far less harsh penalties, right?
You
kind of want to stop that from happening.
No, I don't necessarily. I regret not making sewers. Not something that people do during, like, cutting edge, bleeding edge runs. Because I feel like that gives them just such ridiculously easy stats if they can fight way beyond their level.
Yeah, no, I kind of wish that we hadn't let that happen. I think we thought about it and we decided to do it. Right?
Yeah.
We decided it would be okay.
But we were dumb.
Yeah. No, it was a mistake. So. And the thing is, you know, it was a mistake. We definitely believe that.
But I also feel like
we can't fixing it would be a dick move, right?
Yeah, so, and, like, you know, it's neat that there are things that people can do that are sort of non-obvious that are really potent.
Yeah.
And they're really particularly only potent early in the game to get a bunch of quick stats to like jumpstart your run and stuff like that. Because you still have a bunch of stuff to do in the actual game.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know.
Baron Malachi says, I don't remember if you all gave this to me or not, but I think you should check it out. And he links to explosionsandboobs.com. It's, and he says, it's quite the sight, and it is. It is just a picture of an explosion and a picture of some boobs, and then you click, and it replaces it with another explosion and another set of boobs. It's pretty awesome.
Huh.
It's... Asshat says, does Bastion Balthazar Bucks get on your list? Why, he does. He gets on it twice.
Man.
Not three times.
Yeah, he'd be, like, super...
Highbulb says, how do you feel the general reception towards the Rock event has gone? Has a larger player base meant current world events felt less satisfying as a dev than White Wednesday / Grey Plague? Huh. That is an interesting question. I don't think the player base is actually larger than it was during White Wednesday or the Grey Plague. I feel like it's maintained a fairly consistent size. We've got this weird 100% churn thing that leads me to wonder who the fuck all of our players are.
I'm going to call this fierycleavage.com. Because you don't actually see any boobs. You just see boobs covered by cloth.
Yeah, but...
Explosions are all just
I would argue that for 95% of the pairs of boobs in the world, they are going to look better in a bra than outside of a bra.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I think that's totally okay.
Is it because
of the bras? And for 95% of the explosions in the world, they're going to look better... in freeze frame than in high speed cameras like that show you guys were talking about.
The, Time Warp? Man. It's frustrating to me how many of my friends are, like, on TV now.
Why is that frustrating?
Because I could have been one of those guys.
Why can't you just be happy for that?
Did you want to be a TV guy?
No. No. Yeah,
well, you wanted to be, like, a behind the scenes guy at an influential indie video game.
I know. Whatever.
Look. God damn it, you're living the dream. Start enjoying it.
Yeah. I know.
Start convincing
the grass is always greener.
That she needs to make short films with us.
We have to go to LA if we're going to do that.
Mm-hmm. We can go to LA for like a weekend.
You interested in going to LA for a day or two in late September or early October?
For what?
I don't know. Anything?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll see if I can make that happen.
All right. Trump Le Mort says, I was wondering why this game sucks so much.
Yeah. Where do we start?
Anyway, Highbulb, as he wrote, how do you feel the general reception towards the Rock event has gone? I think the player response to the Rock event has been commensurate with the extent to which the Rock event was half-assed by me.
I mean, I feel like it takes a big man to own up to his half-assery.
Well, okay, so it was an experiment, right?
You had intended, and I thought this was a good idea, to have a series of updates every day during Comic-Con.
Yeah.
And that did not happen even a little bit.
Yeah.
And I feel like it sort of then bled out from that.
Yeah, that is the case. I mean, if in a perfect world, all of the exact same shit would have happened over the course of, like, say, maybe 2 weeks,
right,
as opposed to 2 months, right? But because it didn't. I do like the idea of world events that we do kind of see to the pants, because I feel like that pressure often causes us to do some good work, right? Like, I like Chris Rock. I like that. You know, I like him as content, right? And it's cool. I like the way that it played out. I like what we did with the sand and stuff, and that we could really only pull off as a really long event, unless we had changed the rules that the malice worked by, or if we, you know, even right. One fewer steps right. in that, you know. But like, yeah, I think that if there had just been a zone where you could fight these guys that was there, nobody would have cared that it was there for 2 months.
Right.
Right? But I don't really want that, right? Like, here's the thing. If I want something with this level of rarity, right, which I think is interesting. I think it's interesting to put stuff in with this level of rarity because it's one of those things that allows people to get a leg up in the economy without really having to think about it too hard, right? Like, it creates opportunities for, like, opportunists, I guess, is kind of what I'm going for, right? I mean, that's sort of what I was trying to do with the semi-rares, and it just didn't work because they're too common, right? Like
some of them are still valuable.
Are they?
Yeah, but I mean the lunchbox and stuff.
Yeah, you know. So the problem with putting this, so there's a couple problems, right? Like if you make it happen every once in a while, then it interferes with people's ascension runs, right, or whatever, and gets on people's nerves. If you put it in a zone that you can go to if you want to, then it is ultra common. Unless, you know, we put in a zone that you can spend 5 turns a day in if you want to.
Right.
Right? That's probably how we should have done this.
Except this way it was actually something that was invading the world. I mean, there was a narrative. There was a narrative sort of intrigue.
Yeah.
About it.
I mean, so there were a couple of really good ideas that came up in a day or two of me kind of hand-wringing in dev. One of which was, like, I wish I could... So, like, I had this idea for a world event, but thinking about doing it just fills me with dread about the complaints that people would have, right, if I did it. Because I just, you know, when we were at Legoland, and we were in the store at Legoland, I was like, huh, those rock guys are pretty cool, because there's, like, some kind of Mars mining sets of Legos, and there's these rock monsters, and I was like, huh, like rock monsters in KOL would be neat. And I was like, well, okay, so I want to do this event, and you know, this fucking sucks, because I just feel like my hands are tied, because everything is so complicated, and everything has repercussions that, you know, it is impossible for one person to really understand, and like, blah, blah, art fag bullshit, right? And also, god damn it, I wish I could just fucking change shit on the spells and not have people get pissed off if I have to change it back if it turns out to be broken. Back in the day, I would just change some numbers if I felt like it, and if it turned out to be broken 2 weeks later, I would change it back and people understood instead of pissing and moaning about it. And then, like, Gamelli was like, I got an idea. Why don't you do a world
put
event?
Put your peanut butter in your chocolate.
That changes all these numbers, and then if it turns out you want to change the numbers back, just do it when the world event ends, so it seems like it was part of the world event, and if you don't, then just leave it permanent. I'm like, that's a damn good idea.
Yeah.
And we were working on some other stuff, and then C.D. Moyer had the idea, like, hey, why don't you implement Heartbreaker's Hotel and make that a mind control device for Bad Mood? It's like, damn good idea, C.D. Moyer. See, it's gotten to the point in my career where I just steal ideas from other people.
You don't steal them so much as borrow them lovingly.
No. I guess. We're going to take El Breco de Musica, as they say, at Los Dos Molinos. Oh, man, it turns out we haven't been broadcasting this entire time.
How are we hot before then?
The network, network cable isn't plugged into anything. I always get nervous when I haven't looked at the broadcast software for the last 45 minutes or so, and then I come back and I'm like, I guess we're still broadcasting.
Was it This American Life or something that was talking about, like, a radio station that hadn't been broadcasting for, like, 6 months?
Wow. And nobody at the station noticed?
Well, it was, like, a college radio station, right? And, like, they had been, like, you know, they'd been busting their asses for months, and, like, there was a cable that was unplugged where they just hadn't been broadcasting for months.
Neat.
That's not us, though.
Yeah. Music break. You know, if nothing else, the stream that's being archived and then going to be put
sure,
in.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Music break is Bye. What I said. We'll see you in like 333 minutes plus 57.35.4 seconds.
I had the ship till it all got smoked. I kept the promise till the vow got broke. I had to drink from the laughing cup. Stood on the banks till the river rose up. I saw the bride in her wedding gown. I was in the house when the house burned down. I may be old and I may be bent, but I had the money till it all got spent. To be on my way, I had to stay in the underground. I was in the house when the house.
1, 2, 3. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so, and this I know for sure. But does she really wanna? But can't stand to see me walk out the door. Don't try to fight the feeling, cause the thought alone is killing me right now. Thank God for mom and dad for sticking two together, cause we don't know how.
I must say, this limoncello is pretty friggin' delicious.
Isn't it just awesome?
This is, and he's not just tooting his own horn here. It is that we made some, and then he made some that was much, much better.
I'm not entirely sure what the difference was.
Like, I think you're far more careful than I am about getting rind in the zest.
But then I also let it sit for like 3 or 4 times as long as we normally did.
Sure. So your tendency is going to be to attribute it to the things that don't make me look bad, and I appreciate that. I like the way you do that. But I'm going to go ahead and take credit for the less goodness of the previous batch.
I don't know how much of that's true.
Well, mostly because it means that you will continue to make the limoncello on your own. See? The reason that I do a bad job, the reason that I'm not particularly careful with it is because I get really bored with repetitive tasks.
Boring.
And it's hard, and you kind of have to pay attention.
Yeah.
Because you're using its fucking razor-sharp grater.
Yeah.
And in order to use it effectively, you have to use it very, very close to your little fingers.
Yeah.
You know, we should get some limoncello gauntlets.
Those chainmail gloves they sell for cutting fish.
We could also just, like, not zest every part of every lemon, because we have so many lemons that we
I guess that's true. So many of them just get thrown away, like, hauled off by the landscaper.
I have juiced so many of those lemons, and so much of that juice has just gone to absolute waste.
Yeah.
And I think...
I mean, but that's the thing. It's more... It is more lemons than we can possibly use.
Yeah.
Right? We should have
when I get my chickens, stuff. We're probably going to have more eggs than we can possibly use, and then we're going to feel bad.
Are you going to do the urban chicken thing?
Yeah, I am. Because it's... Because the whole scorpion thing, right? Like, if you raise chickens, they just eat scorpions. If you have chickens, you do not have scorpions, because...
So you're going to let them wander free in your backyard?
Well, part of the time.
How do you teach the chickens to use the blacklight flashlights?
Yeah, it's weird. No, they just naturally... Like, chickens love to eat delicious scorpions, and so... Yeah, it's just a way.
Is this some sort of, like, parable?
No.
That you're trying to perpetuate?
No, I don't think so. Yeah, so this chicken was about to swim across a river, and the scorpion was like, hey, can I get a ride across the river on your back? And the chicken ate the scorpion. Fuck you, scorpion. Now I have the energy it takes to swim across the river extra fast. Yeah.
Also, I can fly.
That's a parable. Chickens can't fly.
They could if they really wanted to.
Like, they can fly to the ground if you throw them off a building.
Normal chickens. Not the, like, genetically modified super breast chickens.
The chickens with no brains.
The square ones.
I mean, if we genetically modified women to have breasts as large as we have modified chickens to have breasts, they would all be falling forward. All of them.
Yeah, but who cares? No, really, if I was there, they'd be falling on their backs.
Right.
That's what the ladies do when they see me. They just fall on their backs.
It's the moustache.
It is. It is the moustache. And it's really a burden. You might think that would be a gift, but it's a curse. Because every once in a while, I need a woman to, like, administer anesthesia for an operation.
Good thing there are no pretty nurses.
Busy Bieski points us towards explosionsandbobs.com. And hopes that we note that it is a different website than explosionandboobs.com, and it is indeed a different website entirely. There's at least one Bob in there that we can't identify.
Which one was that?
The one that we couldn't identify.
Grimdell says, just wondering if the Rock Boss is the end of the current event, and if so, what's your thoughts on the player base's reactions to the content? Oh, thanks for all the hard work. I've found in my dotage as a game designer that really you keep your expectations of public sentiment low and you're happier that way.
If you just assume that everybody's going to hate everything.
Yeah, if they hate everything, if they like everything, if it's a pleasant surprise, if they like anything, right. and if they hate everything the way they think they will, then it's just like, yeah, there's confirmation. A little bit of reassurance. A feeling of knowing your place in the world. I just make shit that people hate. That's what I do. From the moment I get up until the moment I go to sleep, I just do shit that people hate.
There's been a lot more complaint about lag recently than I remember.
Yeah. I don't really understand it.
I mean, we're doing some background archival stuff.
A little bit.
And I'm wondering if that has anything to do with it.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't been for a long time. Like, it's been a couple weeks since anything was going on in that regard. Today I single-handedly eliminated, like, 370,000 rows from the flags table.
That's cool. I've been keeping an eye on the, like, bandwidth usage, and, like, there's a couple of bots that are, like, clearly using more bandwidth than normal players, but nobody's, like, out of control like there used to be. So, I don't know what the story is there. So, there's, like, one, there's a couple of mall bots, and there's a couple of flea market bots now. But you need to chill the fuck out. Actually, and what, there's K-Bay. KBay uses a lot of bandwidth.
Does it?
Yeah.
Is that Zetius Babyloni?
No, that's something else. That's KOL Sales.
Yeah. KBay is Alliance from Hell. He's pretty forthcoming about stuff. He's pretty cooperative.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if I asked any of these people, they would, like, back off on their bandwidth usage. But, like,
if you were to say to them, "Back off, man! I'm a scientist." Yeah. Do you think they would?
I mean, everybody, they're all within kind of tolerances. Like, they're not, nobody, like, yeah. there were a couple of months where, I don't know if we just hadn't been paying attention or whatever, but there were like, people that were just, like,
there are
going
a lot of
nuts.
Months where we don't pay attention.
Yeah. There were people that were going nuts with bandwidth.
Before you started paying attention, nobody was paying attention.
Okay, well.
To a lot of things. And, you know, that's why you make the big bucks, hot
hygiene.
Stuff.
Yeah.
hygiene, chiefly. Yeah. I had not taken a bath for like 5 years until I met Hot Stuff. And he was like, wow, you know, your game's cool, but you smell really bad. You should take a bath. Well, maybe chicks would dig you. And I didn't. You were right.
Huh.
They just fall over backwards.
Explosions.
Asshat says, if you could create anything out of bronze up to the size of a pack of cigarettes, what would you create?
That's a pretty limited anything.
Okay, I would create a pack of cigarettes that automatically refilled itself with two varieties of cigarettes, one of which would make me younger by a year, and one of which would cure any disease.
Aren't these cigarettes made of bronze?
Yeah. That's why they're able to do such amazing things.
I would make a pack of cigarette-sized machine that could make larger things out of bronze.
Oh.
I don't think you guys are playing this
Fuck
game
the
right.
I would make
this seems like the
most inconvenient to shuffle deck of cards.
I think this is the kind of thing that somebody would do if they, like, say, had a shop class assignment and were going to make something and send to us in the mail.
Right.
You know, like, when somebody was like, hey, do you think that a wooden lightsaber would be totally awesome? And I was like, fuck yes, a wooden lightsaber would rule. And then I got this awesome wooden lightsaber in the mail.
Jick would really like a pair of brass testicles that he can hang on his spectacle
on. Yeah, some truck nuts. Yeah.
God.
Riff had an idea for a cross that you would hang on the wall, that on the top of it had a place for you to put your glasses, and then on each of the arms have places for you to put your wallet and your watch, and then on the bottom would be a pair of truck nuts. Or I guess they would be rude nuts.
Wow. Jeez.
Well, they're nuts designed to go on a cross.
No, I know, but R-O-O-D yeah. and R-U-D-E at the same time. Yeah. That's amazing.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I'm a clever dude.
I know.
I know. It's Royal Tonberry says, you just said that you get free beer lenses. I think you need to look at that mechanic if you think they're even close to free. Eh, they're free.
They're free-esque.
Don't believe the florist when he tells you that the roses are free, and don't believe me when I tell you that the beer lenses are free.
Belt buckle. I'm just trying to think of more bronze objects that are smaller than a pack of cigarettes.
Oh, and a belt buckle would survive the impending apocalypse.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But I would not, so.
No.
None of us would.
No. Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't even have a B in my name anywhere.
Me neither.
You'd have to really misspell my name to get any B.
Yeah, you really would. No, none of us. Does anyone who works for us have a B in their name? No.
That's weird.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what Zly's middle name is.
You discriminate.
I know. I don't hire anybody with B's in their names.
Or in their pants. Or...
That's true. But,
or their bonnets.
We could hire Busby We could hire Busby Berkeley. I don't know anything about Busby Berkeley other than he was referenced in a Magnetic Fields song, and that I'm supposed to move my mic up closer to my mouth and shit. These things just will not stay in place.
You say that, and mine works fine.
Yeah,
because you clamp it
to your head with a pair of actual good headphones.
Yeah.
I really, like, I could probably just affix this mic to a stiffer piece of metal.
But I feel like it's the boom on the mic itself.
No, it's totally not.
Oh, it's the...
No, it's the whole thing, like,
oh, I didn't
falling
realize
forward you could, off my...
I see.
Roy left his trucker baseball hat here. You can put that on.
It just fucks it. Why the fuck has he been wearing a trucker hat?
It's because it's a giant robot hat. It's kind of funny.
It is, but it... What, like...
Just stick a piece of tape on your head.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. No, seriously. Like, he's seriously turning into some douchebag hipster.
Oh.
And I don't, like... He needs to stop wearing a fucking trucker hat. That's not okay.
It's kind of funny.
It's not.
It's kind of funny.
It's no, it's not. It's not okay.
I find a cunny.
That's funny.
That picture on his desktop of a giant
yeah.
spider going
it's
down on that woman.
Awesome.
It is kind of awesome. It's like some AIDS awareness.
The thing, I think so, but it's like I look at that and I'm like, wow, I really wish I had made that picture because that is so great. Because
you want to hang out in rooms with naked women and take pictures of them?
No, just...
She's not even naked, is she?
She's not. She's wearing a dress. It's just so well conceived.
It's actually just a picture of a woman at a really fancy gynecologist's office, and they've edited out the gynecologist. No, because you have to wear like a fancy dress when you go
at the fancy gynecologist.
Yeah, the fancy gynecologist's office.
I thought you were going to say that at fancy gynecologist offices they have big spiders.
Yeah, that's
crawling through your vagina.
No, well,
it's
no,
like when you have, you have to draw a tux on each of your teeth to go to the fancy dentist.
Fantasy dentist.
No, but I'm going to do that. I'm going to pretend. No, seriously, I'm going to go in. Okay, so, like, if you want a picture on your skin, you go to a tattoo parlor. Where do you go if you want a picture on your teeth?
I don't know that anyone's ever asked that before.
Well, you need to look this up. Riff, make a note of this. Hasef needs to look up where I can go to get pictures drawn on my teeth.
Huh. I can do it. I got
yeah,
a
don't we just need, like, a permanent marker?
Oh, boy. Seriously, I think that was one of the funniest things that I ever said. That I was a wizard and I only knew one spell, and it was to give people mustaches, and this is my magic wand. I pulled out a Sharpie with the cap taken off. That was funny.
It was pretty funny.
That was funny. I'm proud of that moment. I'm going to do that all the time. Linguini Lad says, I googled that donor sandwich you talked about, and it looks like you could probably order them online. So fear not. Hope is not lost. Jake, since you have boners for donors... I know what you would say if somebody somebody tried to make you a donor but did a bad job. I cannot masturbate to this. Make it again. Now, I'm not ordering a fucking sandwich online. I'm not that far up the internet's ass just yet.
Well, I mean, if it was a sandwich that was freshly made and then delivered to your house from a couple miles away.
I don't know.
What was that contest where they took the guy and stuck him in a... like an empty apartment.
It wasn't a contest. It was a guy who renamed himself.
Internet man.
Yeah. Like, he literally changed
internet
his name.
Or internet guy.
Oh, then it's not cool. I take it back.
I forget. I don't know if he got sponsorship.
He got somebody to agree to give him a million dollars.
He got a variety of sponsors that did a very clever code of sponsorship thing where it was like, it was a scaling thing that if he stayed there for an entire year, he got $1 million. But if you stay there for like 9 months, he only got like $50. It was like super slow progression up to $1 million.
Super slow progression.
Yeah, super slow progression. But he did all kinds of things. He like besides not ever stepping outside his house and able to live in terms of getting food and everything like that. But he also like I think he got married. I think he met a girl and got married while living in this house. Internet. It might have been the internet guy, or
just some internet wife. It wasn't a real wife.
I mean, she came. I don't know if she came to live with him, but she like.
Did he mail her like a Russian bride?
I don't know.
Because usually that's just some guy that gets out of the crate with a gun and takes all your money and then gets back in the crate and ships himself back to Russia.
Could you please bring me back to the post office?
There was that guy. There was the $1 million web page, which was pretty interesting.
There were all those assholes who got what was the thing? The Golden Palace tattooed on their foreheads.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Boxers, yeah. There's those boxers with goldenpalace.com tattooed
on their
backs.
There was that woman who, for her, like, 7-month-old child, got Golden Palace tattooed on her forehead to pay for his eventual college.
I see. I didn't realize that the Crystal Method, the band, was named after a woman named Crystal. And it's like, they were, like, trying to hang out with her. Or like she was the one who gave them rides or whatever, and like how are you getting to this rave, and like, oh yeah, Crystal's gonna take us, and then like one guy was like, oh, you're using the Crystal Method.
That sounds suspiciously like a cool story that they came up with later.
I don't think so. I mean, they seem
like old dudes, right?
Yeah, they seem like they're in their 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing ever happens to old dudes.
No, I'm saying old dudes don't lie. Especially when they're in swimming pools. Just ask Brian Eno. Not Brian Eno. Brian Wilson. Brian Wilson's the one that says you can't lie if you're in a swimming pool.
What would he do?
I don't know.
Lie in bed.
Aldrak says, are all these earthquakes coming from your fatty gut? Yes.
Wow.
They are.
Diss.
That was the best bug report ever. No, I mean, he's just playing along with me talking about...
your fatty gut.
I need to spend more time working on the game and less time thinking about my fatty gut.
Contemplating your navel.
Yeah. It is easier to contemplate your navel if you have a fatty gut. Because you can bring it right up to... It's also easy to, like, get food that you drop into it.
Yeah.
With your tongue.
So, okay, let's say you're overweight.
You're overweight.
And you lose some weight.
Wait, you didn't really mean let's say this.
No, I didn't actually. That was a figure of speech.
You're overweight and you lose some weight. What happens to all the skin?
Yeah.
You make a lampshade out of it like the Nazis.
Yeah but... Duh. Like, does it eventually go away? Or, like, are you just stuck with all this
in cases where you lose a significant... Like, where you're crazy overweight and you lose, like, hundreds of pounds, they sometimes have to remove skin.
Huh.
Yeah, it's like, it's elastic, but it's not so elastic that it snaps right back instantly.
No, right.
And the younger you are, the more elastic it is, too. So it depends, right? Yeah. Like, giant fat babies.
Right. But then what's the whole, like, puckering cellulite thing that happens in girls but not in guys, basically? Mm-hmm. What's that all about?
I don't know. It's, like, some kind of fat deposits under the skin that cause that to happen, right? Like,
I don't know. I don't know. That's what I'm asking.
Because, I mean, like, women just biologically have an extra layer of fat, right? Is that true, or is that just something that they say?
That is something I've heard many times.
Right, that there is just biologically, like, an actual extra physical layer of stuff.
Yeah, just basically
an extra place
to keep the fetus warm.
Yeah.
More or less, you know. Which is why women always...
I wear socks to keep my fetus warm.
Women always have a difference of opinion as to whether the temperature is hot or cold because they're insulated from...
Yeah, it's because they're fucking crazy.
No, it's because they're insulated.
No, it's because they're fucking crazy.
Okay.
They're insulated from sanity.
That's true. All those cosmic sanity rays that we absorb into our brains. No, and that's why if you trepan yourself, you get a lot more of the cosmic sanity.
Trepan yourself?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Auto-trepanation.
Auto-trepanation?
It's the latest craze.
I'm a little trepidatious.
Yeah.
That seems like a bad idea. I mean, I feel like, you know, having somebody in your tribe trepan you is... I'm not going to say reasonable, but, like, makes a lot more sense.
Not all trepanations are trepanations.
It's like the barbers can't cut their own hair, usually.
Yeah,
right?
They can. That's why if you go to a town that has two barbers, one of them has a really terrible haircut and one of them has a really good haircut, you always want to go to the one that has a really good haircut.
Because he's cut his own hair.
Yeah, because he cut his own hair.
Obviously.
I can cut, like, 3/4 of my own
hair. The other
hair,
one allows his
hair
to be cut
back
at random by wolves. No, he goes out and he smears sheep's blood in his hair and then just, like, hangs his head off a cliff.
Because the wolves will, like, jump.
Yeah, the wolves jump up and get his hair. Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's how I would do it.
According to the San Diego Union Tribune,
yeah,
it's that men's skin is slightly thicker, so that you don't notice the puckering on men.
Okay.
I do have thicker skin than most of the women I know.
Oh, the irony in that idiom.
Like, whatever you say, your cellulite sure is looking puckery. They're pissed about that for, like, a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. If somebody said that to me, I'd be like, whatever. Let's go get a beer. let's see. Changling Bob has an idea. So, on the recipes that take actual effort to find front, crafting reagents formed by untinkering something you can only get by zapping.
Huh.
That's kind of clever, actually.
We could do some sort of chain.
Although,
of...
that is the kind of thing that once you've figured it out, it's not hard to get, right? Like, it's
right.
Hard to
well,
find.
It was the there was that thing that existed for quite a while that, I mean, several days, that was just something that was untinkered that nobody thought about because it was... You don't untinker stuff.
RDFM says, "Hey guys, love the show. Did you guys know about this? Scientists have discovered that unrolling scotch tape in a vacuum gives off X-rays. How they discovered that, I have no idea. It's for real, and it would make a cool MacGyver. That ankle looks broken. Quick, I need a disposable camera, a roll of scotch tape, and the International Space Station."
I mean, why do you even need a vacuum, though? Like, if it only
gives them off in a vacuum.
If there's some sort of van der Waals force or something that, like, causes an X-ray to be generated, I feel like it's probably...
There's a Mr. Belvedere force that causes X-rays to be generated when you microwave a burrito in the middle of the night in a mansion.
I'm guessing that the number of X-rays is pretty minimal. Not
enough to... Can you count X-rays?
I mean, in the same way you could count photons, right?
Can you?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
According
Can
to
you?
Yeah.
How many did it take for me to say that?
It doesn't take photons for you to say stuff.
Well, sure it does.
No.
Look, sound is just really low frequency light. You didn't know this? I guess you're not so bright. Oh! And no, I can tell by listening to you.
In space, no one can see you scream.
Yes. That is exactly the truth. Temporary Man says, I noticed some new quest items, dwarvish papers, laminated carbs, nemesis password, ticker tape, have auto-sell prices. Oversight or convenient method of disposal? I like it. It is a convenient method of disposal, eh, Riff?
Huh?
The fact that the quest items have auto-sell values is so you can get rid of them after the quest is over.
Oh, yeah.
It's, so then he argues about, you know, putting an auto-sell price on the discretionary shopping list or whatever.
Yeah.
The issue is that there's a class of quest items that you could get again if you sold.
Well, that's right. Among them.
But the shopping list?
Yeah.
Is it? I don't think it's a one-time drop.
Yeah, but I think it's a one-time drop by virtue of the fact that it doesn't drop if you already have it.
Oh.
So, all of Riff's sellable ones you can get if you auto-sell them during the quest, right?
Yeah.
And, like, why not do that with the Degrassi Knoll?
Well, I thought it was based on a flag state rather than a possession state.
Let's check. It's a non-combat, right?
I don't remember. I think it is, but I don't know.
Let's look. Let's see. This is Zone Degrassi Knoll.
While you're looking that up, I'll read NC Sorcerer. You know, Jick, I'd enjoy an old-school ascension path that basically lets you ascend as ascension was in NS11. You wouldn't get the perma skill, but you could do it for fun. It's not really feasible at this point to go backwards, for one thing, and it would be, for people that weren't around during NS11, I think it would be extremely confusing.
Yeah, it really would be. How do you get the Degrassi Knoll shopping list?
Is it given to you by the guild?
It might be.
In which case, you definitely don't only get it once. I think it might be from the guild.
Oh, yeah, you get it. No, you get it from your guild.
Yeah, huh. So you only get it once. So, something like that, which is arguably not mandatory, but if you're just playing through the game and using the spoilers or whatever, is your fundamental clue to how to solve the quest, we're not going to let you auto-sell that, because...
Yeah, but we ought to... You know, it goes... You can get rid of it afterwards, right?
I don't remember.
I think so. I think... Yeah, since you've already built a bitch and meat car, you wad up the shopping list and throw it away. Yeah, we made a way to get rid of that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it doesn't need another way to get rid of it. Yeah. Sean 1234-9999 says, are we ever going to get info on the hobo drop rates? Even a clue, please? I don't think there are any mysteries left.
I don't think hobos drop.
Swine says, I guess the ancient insane monk in the haiku dungeon means something completely different now, eh? Also, I'd like permission to use your idea for a cataclysm killing off everyone based on their names for a novel, please. Yes, Swine, be my guest. You don't have to credit us, just write us into the novel.
Yeah, change our names to BB names also.
Yeah, I want to be Bing Batshit. And Nightmare Hoodie.
I'll be Badass Bartokomus. I'll be Balky's brother, Badass Bartokomus.
Badass Bartokomus. Yeah.
Can I be Bob Bobberson?
The Cathreven says, an RPG about a cataclysmic event. Jesus Christ, you really are just stealing every one of your ideas from World of Warcraft. Yeah.
They invented cataclysms.
They invented apocalypses.
Yeah, that's... What?
Drawer of Stones! What? Said, will Spooky Putty stop working on Clodhoppers once the Rockmonsters leave? Yeah. No, I mean no.
He means yeah.
It will keep working. Zach68 says, so Jake, you said in a previous show that all efforts give an effect. What about the Andorian finery, huh? Let me look.
Didn't we alter it to something else?
Yeah, I think we changed it to something else, yeah. What's the outfit ID on the Andorian finery?
I don't know.
Fine, I'll look it up myself.
Good, because I don't think I'm logged in.
Why do you never log in to the damn shit? It's 16...
I was going to guess 16, too. Damn it.
Yeah, no, you totally were. I totally believe you. No, it does nothing now. What should I do?
How about plus 20% combat chance?
Oh, good, yeah. That'd be pretty funny. Oh, fine. You know, I was going to just drunkenly do whatever you said, but you passed up a golden opportunity, sir. Yeah, like you couldn't have convinced me to do anything at any other point. Balance, right? Yeah.
How about
All right, the next person to send something into Twitter with what the outfit bonus on the Andorian finery should be.
That's reasonable.
I'll do it.
I'll keep reloading that.
Trail Mix says, will you be adding the 100-meter clown phallet to the funhouse anytime soon? Yep. Oh, the 100-meter clown phallet.
You just gave out such a great challenge to our live listeners, as opposed to those who are
part dead listeners.
I know. A Deadhead says, ever played Slave Hack? Yes, way back in the day. And then he says, it stopped sucking, and now it's possible to be a low-skill level player and not get screwed over because the servers that you need to advance reset constantly. Yeah, they needed to just be hack-proof. Right? I like the idea of Slave Hack. Yeah?
The first suggestion was from No Naming, who says, give free filthy lucre each turn. Yeah, okay. That one's not reasonable. Nice try, though.
Fubar Bascock says, is it true that you can increase item drops in the 8-bit realm by taking the Continuum Transfunctioner out of your offhand slot, blowing in it, and putting it back in?
Wow.
We should have a blow-in...
A cartridge.
Blow-in the Continuum Transfuncture. Have it do something.
But that doesn't... I mean, it's a cartridge that's the real...
Yeah, but it's still funny.
It's funny in this very particular context of this radio show.
No, come on. It's funny enough to do. No, it's not funny enough to do. And I'm not really going to do whatever the people on Twitter say anyway.
I mean, if they come up with a good suggestion, no, I don't see why
not. If somebody has a reasonable suggestion, you know, I'll do it. Fembot Artsypants says, what about a ski ball in the VIP lounge that gives out tradable tickets that can be used for fun and utterly worthless prizes, just like in real life? Everybody loves ski ball. That's true. You know what else? You know what other kind of balls everybody likes? My balls.
My clan has been pushing for miniature golf.
Miniature golf. Captain Kirk says, my favorite BB is Buckaroo Banzai.
Oh, wow. He's the best one.
But he hasn't been born yet. Bela Bartok.
Well, there you go. Make some good music, although he's already dead.
Yeah, but he gets to come back, remember?
Does he? No, only fictional characters get...
Oh, fuck. I thought it was all BBs.
Write some fanfic that includes him.
Yeah.
We can put him in our Star Trek fanfic. About the monster that's red-green colorblind.
Bobcat Boldthwaite.
That's true. Bobcat Boldthwaite. Totally. Winterbay says, would it be possible to get a notation when you gain a new quest, seeing as I'm currently playing through the Ancient Memories and did not realize there was a quest in the Primordial Soup until after going to the wiki and reading something else? Could possibly be an account option, since I can see not everyone wanting this. Yeah, it's just weird.
There's thunder outside.
There's a cool, I think it's Navajo word, maybe not, that is...
There are no cool Navajo words.
A single word that means the time between when you see the lightning and when you hear the thunder, mm-hmm. Which I think is a cool idea for a single word. Which I think you could use in English as a metaphor for all kinds of stuff, right? Because there's all kinds of things when you see something and you're like, oh, that's going to cause trouble, or whatever. But, yeah, maybe it's Hopi? I don't remember. It's some sort of Native American thing.
Do they have any words for snow?
I don't snow.
That was not funny.
Suck it.
You know, say daddy me snow day, I'll go blam. A licky boom boom down. Some other dude says, why are there clodhoppers in the Primordial Soup? I don't mean narratively, I mean in terms of rock monster power. Oh, because it wasn't listed as a low-level zone.
Oh, really? Because
that happened after you went through and gave all the zones designations. I added some zones, and I didn't do my fucking job!
So if it had no label, it just defaulted to clodhopper?
Yeah, the way it was written.
That's weird.
Well, I mean, so you'd probably... I don't know what kind of turtle you'd get in the Primordial Soup. A soup turtle?
Spiky?
Or a soup dragon?
Turtles all the way down.
It is turtles all the way down. It's turtles all the way back in time, too. TMNT2 Turtles in Time. Um, Farmer Brown says, I'd like to suggest a new familiar. It would be an underwater familiar called the Sea Monkey that would alleviate some of the underwater pressure penalty based on its weight. Its equip could be Davy Jones's locker and would have references to the... Yeah, since probably. He didn't tell us what the references were going to be to, I don't think we're going to...
We've already done the monkeys jokes.
Yeah. Over and over.
Gondal says, will the reduced MP cost for spells stay even after the rock monsters leave? Yes, it will! Boy, you know who released a fucking terrible rap album?
Who?
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It was god-awful. Wow, it was bad. Wow. I'm going to give a moment of silence here, just for me. You guys can talk, but I'm going to have a moment of silence for how bad that fucking record was.
Hot stuff. I found that word, the lightning and thunder thing.
Yeah?
Svaha.
Yeah, what language?
In baby name books, they claim that name means the time between seeing the lightning and hearing the thunder, usually in some unspecified American Indian language. In fact, it is the name of a science fiction book by Charles DeLint about Native Americans in an alternate universe where it has this fanciful meaning. It does not come from any real Native American language.
That's annoying, because a friend of mine who I sort of took to study these kinds of things...
Fucked with you once and told you this bullshit.
That sucks.
I also haven't trust anyone.
Yeah, you never really can.
No.
Remember that time I told you you were getting paid this week?
You met Beamer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was the one who told me that.
He has a good mustache.
He does.
I like his mustache. I respect him because of his mustache.
Well, exactly.
Because of all the dude sex he has.
Yeah. Yeah.
Doesn't he have like a lot of dude sex? Doesn't he live with like five dudes?
He lives with two other guys and
two other guys?
Three-way male relationship.
A three-way dude sex relationship.
Yeah. He says it's kind of perfect, and it seems like it could be, because it's like...
Except they're all...
At any given time, two of the guys are into whatever is going on, and one of them gets to, like, go do it as do his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for whatever. And it's, like, ideal, right? Because, like, sometimes you want somebody to like, go with you to do stuff, and sometimes you don't.
Yeah, because sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
Oh! Yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
That was my one joke for the next month.
The one problem with that is like having to suck some dude's dicks to make that happen.
But if you're into that anyway.
I guess that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I tell you, man, someone needs to work out that pill that you can take that makes you gay. I'm there. I'd be in like a 12-way gay love house. No, I'd have to be 13, right? Because at any point, two guys are into any of the six things that are going on, and one of them is off in the garage making a model railroad.
To nowhere.
Yeah, it just goes in circles. That's what they do. Model railroads never go anywhere. What, are you going to make a model railroad take a handful of, you know, like circus peanuts to your buddy in the next county? No.
Are you looking
at... Oh, man, though. If you did, you'd be like... The people on the train would be like, where the fuck are these giant peanuts from?
That's a nightmare, breathing into the mic.
Is it?
Yeah.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
It's totally stepping on my joke about the giant peanuts in the gay train.
It was making me breathe heavy.
Circus world.
There was this poem that one of my poetry professors had written.
That's an urban myth.
Shut up. And I can't remember the name of the format of the poem. It's not like... I don't think it's a rondo.
Was it a trebuchet?
It's the one where the first and third lines are repeated and the second and fourth lines are repeated.
Oh, you mean a trebuchet.
Anyway. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I think I know what that is, but I can't think
of it. I can't even give the name of it. But it was about... It was an interlacing of like a poem about an elephant who... used to it. Like, there was an elephant in, I think it was Barnum, P.T. Barnum Bailey Circus or whatever, that died after, you know, being in the circus for 20 years, and they cut open his stomach when they did the autopsy to find out why he died, and it was just filled with, like, watches and, like, necklaces and stuff like that, and he had been, like, basically pickpocketing for his entire career, just taking shiny stuff from people that were at the circus or whatever, and swallowing it, and it just wasn't passing through his system. And he did, like, he interposed that and, like, discussing, I think Dolly or whatever, and it was, like, talking about, like, the crazy, like, elephants that had super spindly legs and stuff, and it was like a really fascinating poem, and I wish I could find a copy of it.
Was it a Villanelle?
Maybe that's what it is.
That's the one I was thinking of. I don't know if that's the one you're talking about.
It's like a super complicated form to write, because it's the same line over and over and over again, but you like can punctuate it differently and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's a really, really restrictive poetry format. But it was really cool.
Ren Vermin says, going off of your celebrities become monsters based on the first four letters of their last name RPG, imagine how terrifying deceased painter Roy Lichtenstein would be. Yeah. That's the one that I want more examples of, because that is fucking hard to think of. Like, Harrison Ford would just be like a talking car. Johnny Depp would be a golem made out of hair gel. The champion says, of all the major events that have been done in KOL, what are you guys' personal favorites? I like the Rock Monster event.
I like the Grape Plague. I mean, I think we're all going to choose the things that we thought of, right?
What about you, Nightmare?
My favorite.
You can't choose the thing you thought of, because you never thought of nothing.
Rimshot.
You're like the version of the goggles.
I can sort of lay claim to Rimshot and Jazz Hands and that piece of paper in the was it the dance card?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, all my stuff sucks. Yeah.
People like the dance card.
People do like the dance card.
Well, then the dance card.
That's not a world event, though.
It is in my world, damn it.
Zero Blah says, I thought I heard something about level 11 quest tweaks mentioned on the last Thursday
11.
Show. Can you say something about what's going to change? Will the click and hope nature of some parts, e.g. Hidden Temple to unlock the city, be getting... Well, Zero Blah, since you didn't finish your sentence, I'm not going to be able to answer your question.
Level 11.
The Hidden City, not so much. The level 11 tweaks, there are a bunch of them. It'll happen. It'll happen.
You said level 12.
No, I didn't.
I heard level 12. I'll put it that way.
No, it's level 11.
No, I know, and the question says 11, and so it's possible that you said 11, but I really did hear 12.
Oh no, the database is down.
If only we could have some sort of recording of this session to see what you actually said.
Mm-hmm. Madame Defarge says, are there more trophies lurking in the wings just waiting to be found? Yes! There are 7.
There's at least one trophy that you might not have implemented. Yet.
Oh, yeah.
Damn it.
Wait. It doesn't matter, though.
Well, it doesn't... I mean, it's not like it's people are getting fucked or anything, but you need to still implement it.
I do. Mecha says, so what's the next biggish thing to come out? C, Nemesis, clan-related, or what? I'm thinking about doing some or what.
Yeah, I think interface C stuff.
Interface? C stuff is a ways away.
All the artwork?
I know. I rocked that shit today. Everybody seems to like it.
Yeah.
I was practicing for doing that artwork last night. Hanging out with these artists.
Yeah. Thank God that you surreptitiously found a place for LARP to be.
I know.
Because that would have sucked. No.
Mesa Community College was like, fuck y'all, motherfuckers! That's what they said.
They strung us along for months.
Yeah, they really did.
Fucking
like,
God.
That was very much supposed to be a done deal. And I'm gonna log into my email to say...
to send them a nice fuck you.
No, I'm going to see what they said. Let's see. Wow, my email sure is loading slow. Let me see. Where is this thing from? God damn it. Maybe I archived it on Gmail. Yeah, so we were gonna rent these rooms at Mesa Community College to do the LARP in. And then suddenly, at the last minute, when it came time to actually like work it out and pay for them. Thank you for your interest in utilizing space at Mesa Community College for your event. Upon conferring with MCC administration, it has been determined that MCC is not a suitable venue for your event. You might try contacting local hotels for availability, such as the Mesa Hilton or possibly the Holiday Inn, a country club in the US 60. And then we asked, what exactly is it about our event that made it unsuitable? And they replied, all rentals of Maricopa Community College district space must relate directly to the district's mission. It was MCC administration's determination that the nature of your business does not fall within these guidelines.
How how is our game not way more educational than Maricopa Community College? I mean, seriously. I feel like I've learned more just doing this radio broadcast than I ever learned at MCC.
Yeah. I sort of dropped out of a lot of classes at MCC. I kept trying to take a Flash class and kept being like, this class is bullshit. I wonder, I yelled at for using ActionScript 2. I was like, yeah, I'm not coming back to this class.
I wonder how what the pace of a class would have had to have been for you to have been like, wow, I really should do this, and this is really interesting, and you know, like how would it have been possible?
It wasn't the pace of it. It was the fact that it was like I seriously got yelled at for opening an ActionScript 2 window. I mean, not like yelled at. Close that. We're doing it the old way. Like, I don't want to do it the old way. That's what this class is about. Like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, so this class is about some bullshit.
And this is... ActionScript 3 had already come out at this point, too, right?
I don't know if it was...
I think so. I think you were stuck with using ActionScript 2.
No, I think I was stuck using ActionScript 1.
No, I think it was...
3 was out. No, I think 2 was still a gleam in Seth Rogen's eye. Seth Rogen's the guy that wrote ActionScript 3, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah.
In between his performances.
Yeah. Eating seeds is a pastime activity. Should we go out on... toxicity?
We came in? No, don't do that to people.
Oh, come on. We'll go out on Abracadabra.
Ooh, there we go.
Abracadabra!
That's a long song.
The lost skeleton of Abracadabra.
We'll see you guys. I'll talk to you Monday, unless Mr. Skelhead's computer is still tits up in a ditch.
I mean, there is always the possibility of broadcasting from here.
Fine.
That's silly.
Yep. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Have a good weekend, everybody.